Parshas Vayigash, it's actually, even though it's a parsha where everybody knows Yosef HaTzadik was Megal himself to his brothers, and that's the main aspect of the parsha, it seems almost the rest of the parsha is, somebody told me yesterday, he was speaking yesterday, he says, what do you speak about when you talk about Parshas Vayigash? So everybody speaks about the Beis Halevi. I think though, the parshiyos of Lech Lecha Vayirecha Yisrael, these parshiyos that the Mefarshim say are to learn from there. Not only there's Taryag mitzvahs that were given to us as mitzvahs, and then there's Ein Tzvor, there's infinite amount of pratim in every single mitzvah. And Vayirecha tells me the parshiyos, the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, shows me how to learn from the Masei Giyomaisa LaMaisei Hoisai, to learn from them. And I think that's the nekuda, really, one of the big nekudas of Parshas Vayigash, is just to appreciate a little bit what Yosef HaTzadik did with his brothers. That it says right before and at the time, after the whole back and forth, Vata kavoy alav decha ovi v'nar inenu yitonu v'nafshi kshur b'nafshi. And he says, I'm willing to take the place of Binyamin. He should go back up and I'll take his place as Yehuda. The first thing is, he wanted to be mizvada to his brothers. He said everybody should leave. Everybody should leave. That they shouldn't be embarrassed. As Chazal say, he put himself in grave danger because they were ready to kill him even beforehand. They were ready to kill him with everybody there. Certainly, after everybody leaves, certainly they could have taken him down in a second. However, Yosef HaTzadik, Motiv Shiapul Adam Le Kiv Shana Eish Vayalim Pnei Chaveir Yavim. He shouldn't, he realized what was at stake, and nevertheless, he's willing to take that chance that they shouldn't be embarrassed. I saw that the Chaim HaKadosh says, what's up is that Yosef HaTzadik never sent a letter to Yaakov in all the years? Ramban asked the question, how come Yosef HaTzadik in all the 22 years that he's in Mitzrayim, how come he never sent this? Not such a, I think Ramban says it's 6 days from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Send him a letter, send him a postcard, tell him text him, man. Right? I'm alright, I'm alive and well. He says, Ramban says, because he wanted to be Mekayim the dreams, so he realized that they're in Nevuah. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, because he realized that if you tell them that he's Mitzrayim, and the story would come out that exactly what happened, then his brothers would be embarrassed. And Mimelo, he couldn't do that. His father's also going to be in terrible tzar. It could be that that's also a chelik of it. He realized what type of tzar that his father would be in if he knew that his brothers would do it. So therefore, al tekibud avayim, he held that he shouldn't do it. But al the tzar of his brothers, he felt that he can't tell him. Not only that, it says after they came down to Mitzrayim, the Mefarshim bring down that Yosef HaTzadik was still, he wasn't in Goshen, and he was never there, come on. He wasn't in Goshen. Yaakov, you know, they sent to Yosef HaTzadik when Yaakov was sick, in Parshas Vayechi, that Yosef should come because he was never there by himself. He came out, was never there by himself because he knew if he would be there by himself, then he would have asked him what went on, what happened. And he'd have to tell him. And since he would have to tell him, then he would be Mitzara's brothers, and he couldn't do that. He wouldn't, at any price, he wasn't willing to do that. And he continues the entire thing. It's not just that he felt bad for them. He says, "Vayomer Yosef, ani Yosef achichem shemachartam esim etzraimo, al piyatzvu vayichem reinechem, ki lemichir shalachanikim lefneichem." He says, "Lo yatem shalachtam esihino ki elikim, wasn't you? It was the Rebbeinu Shalom." And he even proved it. He says that "Akim shalachanikim lefneichem." He says, "Gabriel was the one that sent me." In the Chidah says, he says that Gabriel was the one that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made. Gabriel. Had I not found Gabriel, I wouldn't have found my brothers. I would have gone back home. Because the Shbrochu put it, sent a malach, then I should end up in Mitzrayim. It says it's clearly he did whatever he could to show them that it has nothing to do with them. It's totally nothing to do with them. I saw from the Teres Chacham. He says that lefiatav that he gave them food lefiatav kiilu as if they were tough. Just like you can't have a taina on a child for doing something. Doesn't mean seichel. Didn't. It says kiilu as if they were tough, as if they were children. He was totally not misyachas to the fact that they tried to send it, that they tried to sell him into slavery. Uchulu. I thought another nekuda. I heard a very nice pshat. It says that Yaakov, after his parents sent him to, after Rivka and Yitzchak sent him to go find a wife, so it says that he went to Shem Bayim for 14 years. Why? He went to go learn. Shaila is, why didn't he need to go learn? What happened all of a sudden he had to go learn? That's what he was Yoshev HaHalim. He was sitting and learning HaHalim Shoshem Eivah. That's what he was doing the entire time. He wasn't, what happened now all of a sudden? Now he sends him, he goes for another 14 years. So they say, I heard Mishem Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov said that there's two different Torahs. There's the Torah of Eretz Yisrael and there's the Torah of Golis. You have to know when you're going to Golis, how a Yid is supposed to fear Zech in Golis. That was, he's now going to love and he's going to deal with other people. He's going out of his home turf. He had to know how to deal in Golis. And that was the Torah that Yaakov Avinu taught Yosef. That was the Torah that Yaakov Avinu taught Yosef, that he was the and there was a reason why he taught him. His brothers were all jealous of him for that Yaakov Avinu was going ahead and now and spending so much time with Yosef HaTzadik, that he's Ben Zikunim and everything Kol Mashe Lomad Mebshim Ve'iver he gave over to Yosef HaTzadik. But there was a reason, because he knew that Yosef was going to, he knew Nivav Lo Yodam Aniva, he knew that Yosef HaTzadik is going into Golis and he's going to need this Torah, and Bailey gave it to him. So somebody, I forgot his first name, Epstein from Muncie, I just met him recently by Briss, and he said to me, he said he has a nice stuff on Rav Yaakov's bar. So in this week's Pasha it says that when they went down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov and his sons, so it says that he sent him Yehuda, he sent Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda Lefanov Ves Yehuda Shalach Lefanov El Yosef Lahuris Lefanov Goshen Om Yavo Atak Goshen. He sent Yehuda to go in front of him to Eretz Mitzrayim. Why? As she says, Mefteach Beis HaTalmud, they should have yeshiva there. Agav, parenthetically, that means that you can't go to a place, Yaakov Avinu is telling us, you can't go to a place unless your Ruchnius is set up. To first go there and then worry about your Ruchnius is totally out of order. The way that has to be is first the Ruchnius has to be set up and then the Gashmius. That's in all aspects of life. All aspects of life means if you're going to take a job, it's not that we take the job and then we try to fit in the Ruchnius. First make sure that your Ruchnius is set up. You have a way to daven. You have a way, you have time to learn. You're able to make your mitzvahs, kvitzah, daven, zayin like you're supposed to. And then you have to make sure that then you could work into the rest of the gashmis. But the first step is always the ruchnius, in wherever it is wherever you decide to live, right? Where you decide to live, where you decide to send your kids to school, where you decide to what you decide to do with your life. It always has to be that the ruchnius first. Shalach lefan of goyishno. The first aspect is that your ruchnius is set up. After that, you can worry about you make sure that the gashmis comes. But he says v'etz yehudah shalach lefan of yosef lehuris lefan of goyishno. Rashi says to start a yeshiva. So why does it say Yehuda Shalach Lefanav El Yosef Lahuris Lefanav Goshna? So he said that according to Rabbi Yaakov's Zvar, he sent them dafka to Yosef. Now they're going to Golis. So Yosef, you're setting up a yeshiva. You have to know how to set up a yeshiva in Golis. All the Torah that you have up until now is the yeshiva, is the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. You're now going to Golis. You have to know how to set up yeshiva with Golis, with Torah that's going to help you for Golis. And mainly he sent them to Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef HaTzadik was able to teach him all that he learned from his father about Turis HaGolis before going to Golis, which Kumtais is also, it's tremendous. Imagine Yehuda comes to Yosef and he says, oh, by the way, you know we were so jealous of you for all that stuff that we learned, and we were able to, we sold you into slavery because of that, because you were learning special stuff, all that stuff, do you mind teaching it to me? Now you come to me to teach it to me. Not only are you jealous, not only did you sell me into slavery, not everything, you sold your own brother, now you want me to also go ahead and teach you all that I learned without a peep. Yosef HaTzadik, the whole thing. At the end of the parasha comes, and he switches around the entire Mitzrayim. The biggest, imagine America, right? 70 people come down from Eretz Yisrael to America. And he's scared that they're going to be called Goylim. So he takes the 300 million people in America, and he switches them all from the people from Montana come to New York, and the people from New York go to LA, and the people from LA go to Kentucky. And everybody's moving around from all over. Why? Millions of people are moving their place. They shouldn't, that their brothers shouldn't be embarrassed. If you want to go ahead and be meichel them, terrific. If you want to go ahead and not have tainos on them, peseder. Give them food that they shouldn't die, terrific. But to go ahead and be so sensitive and to switch around the entire country because of this, it's mind-boggling, really. It really is mind-boggling. That's a midah to see from Yosef HaTzadik, is to be able to be meichel somebody despite the fact that they did something to him that they almost killed him by throwing him into the bar, and they sold him into slavery afterwards. He's able to marry. The shayla is practically, what is this learn from you? Is this something that's dafka for Yosef HaTzadik, or is this something which is for every person? So if you look at the Temer Dvar is a sefer that's written on the Yud Gimel Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we're supposed to be medamer ourselves to Ribbono Shel, that's really Aniva Hu, Zekilin Vanveu, and we're supposed to be medamer ourselves to Ribbono Shel, that's why we're here. A person is supposed to be mashlim himself. What does it mean to be mashlim himself? To be medamer himself. Mahu Rachum Afato. Mahu Chanun Afato. Mimela, the first Midah he says, Mikel Kamoicho, Neisi Oven Vavar Al Pesha. Mikel Kamoicho, he says that the tremendous Midah, the first Midah of the Ribbono Shel, is that he gives Shefa to the entire world 24/7. There's not a second in the entire day that HaKadosh Baruch was not giving a person Koyach to live. And nevertheless, it's possible he allows a person to go ahead and do an Aver. Now, a person wants to go ahead and do an Aver. He wants to go ahead and eat Chazer. He goes ahead and eat Chazer. HaKadosh Baruch should say to him, where did you get the Koyach to take your hand and pick up the piece of Chazer and stick it into your mouth? Where did you get that Koyach from? I'm giving you that Koyach. Since it should, like we find by Yeravam, that he wanted to go ahead and hit one of the Yitefas, one of the Nevi'im, and because the Baruch Hu made an ace, that his hand should dry up. He says that's what should happen every time that a person wants to do an Aver. What right do you have to go ahead and be Machis? Because the Baruch Hu is giving you Koyach, and you're taking that Koyach that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you and using it against him. Using it against your Rebbeinu to do something that your Rebbeinu doesn't want. You want to do something against you? Use your own koyach. It says the Temer Dvara. The Ramak says you should. Kadosh Baruch Hu should say you want to do something against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Go ahead and use your own koyach against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, I'm not going to give you koyach to do that. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is he's Melech Elboin. He says that he's servile of the tremendous bizayin of the fact that I'm giving you koyach and using the koyach against me. He says that's the first midah, and that's the midah that every person in Beth Amest have, is that even when a person does something against you, not to refrain from doing. Not to refrain from giving them tevis. Now this is a level which is sounds even hard for a malach. How is a human supposed to do it? Where is the makom to start? So I thought the makom to start, I'll be the yisayid of Yisrael Salanter maybe, that it's the easiest, right? We know that Yisrael Salanter is the yisayid. Whenever you're doing tshuva, you start with the easiest for two reasons. First, the reason is because it's the easiest. Second reason is because that's the biggest tevil. Because if it's the easiest chilek of the avera not to be over, and you're going, and you're over it anyhow, so then that's the biggest fear. It was so simple to overcome it. From tar agra, and the other way also, we know if it's very difficult not to be over on it, so Kadosh Baruch Hu takes into account. But if it's so easy, then it's a bigger taino. So the same thing with over here. I think when a person is dealing with midos, the easiest way. With all me, that's really, after Rechli Kamecha, certainly is to start with the people that are closest to you. Start with the person, the people that are the closest to you. It's the easiest, because I'll call Pshom Tchas Ava, the people that are closest to you, we have a greater level of Ava, and therefore it doesn't bother you as much things that they might have done as opposed to people that you're not close to. And it's also, in addition, it's the biggest Achrayim, because you're Achrayim for these people. So you're Achrayim to help them out, you're Achrayim. Not to do whatever you could to help these people, like Yosef HaTzadik with his brothers. You're achrayi for them. So Mamela, this is certainly the place to start, as opposed to a neighbor, as opposed to somebody you don't have a shaychus to as much. You're not achrayi for him, and it's not as close, it's not as easy. There's a story that I heard that Remeir Chodosh, there was once two bachrim in the yeshiva, and they stayed up the whole Thursday night, I think it was, they were learning. And he was being mefateach garinim, he was eating garinim. And he took the shtender, he wanted a shtender, he took the shtender of Remeir Chodosh, he took his shtender. And he had a place for like the siddur, a little box that you could stick in the siddur and the chumash built in. And as he was eating the garinim, he took all his the shells and he stuck them in. As he, you know, finishes, morning breaks, and the whole thing is filled up, and he sees the Mashgiach walking in, first one into the Beis Medrash in the morning, walking from the corner, sees him opening up the door. The kitzur, he books out as fast as his legs could take him. He runs out of there, leaves the whole shtender full of shells, the chulu. Kitzur, Meir Chodesh, he comes, and he's, so Meir Chodesh is falling. He comes and he comes to the shtender, wants to take out his seder. And he can't even find the sitter. The sitter is totally covered over with shells. Kitzer, he comes and he takes it out to the outside. He schleps it in his 70 plus years. He schleps it outside and he dumps it all out into the garbage and he cleans the whole thing and Bechulin brings it back inside. Kitzer, the Bachar doesn't hear anything. Baruch Hashem that the Mashgiach didn't find out who it was. 5 years later, he gets engaged. Bachar gets engaged. And he invites the Rebbe Chodesh to Chasana. Sure enough, he comes to Chasana. And right as he's about to walk down to the chuppah, Rebbe Chodesh says, "Can I speak to you for a minute?" So he says, Mashgiach is now calling before the chuppah. What Kavanas Arizal is going to be telling him if we have Mechavan underneath? So he calls him over and he says, "Do you remember that 5 years ago we were in yeshiva and you stayed up one night and you were eating pitzuchim and you filled up my shtender with thala?" Kitzer, he gets floored, he's speechless, turns red, white, purple, green. Mashgiach knew that I was the one? So he said, "Yeah, I knew." So he says, "So why am I telling you? Why am I telling you now?" He says, "Because I wanted to tell you just as you're starting your marriage, that even if somebody does something to you, that it's takah chutzpah. It's covered to take all your shells full of your saliva and stick it inside my shtender and not clean up yourself. No, besides sitting my son, besides doing the thing, not to clean up of yourself. Mamash, her, it's a chutzpah, nothing to do with mashgiach. Yeah, ask anybody, right? Certainly if it's somebody that's, says, still, somebody has a time, they do something wrong. You could wait 5 years before saying something. You could wait 5 years. Nothing's going to happen. Wait 5 years before. You're getting married now. It doesn't always, there's always, not always does everything go 100% smoothly. Know that it's, you could wait 5 years. That's really the place to start. The place to start is with the wife and with the children. And as Yosef HaTzadik did it, first of all, if a person has something to say, it should never be in front of somebody else. If you have something to say to his wife, some taina, some something, it should not be in front of, certainly not in front of other people, and certainly not in front of the children. So it shouldn't be, it's not something which has, it's something which has to be said. If a child, a person has to speak to a child about something, it shouldn't be in front of other children. It means that you'll have to wait. You're right. That's the best possible thing, that you'll have to wait. You have to wait is the best thing, because very often when you wait, then you see that taka, it's not so bad. And a lot of what you would have said after you got your steam out and you waited a little bit, a lot of what you would have said doesn't need to be said. And it's so much more effective to wait a little bit. You know that there's a Rebbe in Yeshiva here that says he never tells anybody anything unless he waits 2 weeks first. 2 weeks. What's up, Shad? It's so much more effective when I'm not blowing my top at something that you did. That's something that, man, you wait, and now when we're not in the heat of the situation, then we could discuss it. It could be, I'm not coming against you. We thought about it. I'm not angry. We're not, all these things to have the sensitivities, especially, forget everybody else. To start, if we want to know where to start, the place to start is closest to home. That's always right. The place to start is, That's the place to start. It's the easiest place because that's where you have the most avo, and it's, even though sometimes a person has a gias and he has more time. It bothers him more if his child does it than if somebody else's child will do it, obviously. But it's easiest to have the avo. I'll call pshom chas avo. That's the easiest place to start, and it's the biggest achrayis. It's the biggest achrayis because that's your. It's the biggest einish if you don't, because that's the one that you have the most achrayis to. So see, like Rabbi Solzman just said, that's the place to start. And on Moshe Agiu Ma'aseh, the Ma'aseh Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and Yosef HaTzadik, we should be zeicher l'leches b'drachos.